Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ubisoft's very own Mr. Caffeine, Aaron Priceman.
Let's go back in time, shall we? Hey, want to come over and play my Wii? There you go. Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon.
Everyone do it with me.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon.
There you go.
Let's go back in time, shall we?
Yikes! Here, hold my joy wand. Hey, wanna come over and play my Wii? There you go. Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon.
Everyone do it with me.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon.
There you go.
Let's go back in time, shall we? Yikes!
Yes, I'm not afraid of a few dick jokes. Thank you. There you go.
It is that time again, and I'll start that recording here. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, with the day zero or day one, however you like to call it, whatever tickles your fancy. Of E3 today. Today's E3.
This is the first day of E3. Microsoft, Sony, EA. What was like EA Sports was like the weirdest compilation of stuff. Like that might be this year's new Mr. Caffeine, although it's only the first day. Who knows?
I missed the days of Mr. Caffeine. Well, I know we only had him 1 year, but I wish that he had returned. Mm-hmm. He's left a void in my heart that I can't no longer fill. There's nothing else to E3 ever since.
Not even Caffeine?
Not even Caffeine. Mr. Caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. No, they'll do something. If it's not the EA Sports thing, they're definitely going to have either a celebrity come out who has no idea what's going on, or they're going to mess up a presentation, or there's going to be something. There's always the high bar, and there's the Konami bar, where it's like, oh God, what the hell are you people doing?
That conference many years ago was something. That was a LSD trip and a half. What occurred on that faithful E3 many moons ago.
Of course the classics. We have a giant enemy crab. We have the 2007 Konami press conference where it was like they had no idea what the hell they were doing, or where it was like the really awkward Microsoft Kinect board where they were like trying to get people to like dance and like move to a beat. Like it was like, I think it was Just Dance, one of the Just Dance games. It was not right.
I remember one of the conferences back, I think it may have been Microsoft, when they were marketing the Kinect, and there was some like child friendly games with the kids on stage. They're like flying through vast mountains and things like that, and it was like I was so forced that I can't.
It's like, hooray, we had an adventure, and then like 2 minutes later, I'm sorry.
That's like terrible kid acting at his worst. That's why.
Yeah, was the kid's name from The Phantom Menace, Jake Lloyd? Like, his acting was like Robert De Niro in comparison to these kids.
Yes.
And it's even better because, like, it was back-to-back with, like, a really violent... I think it was, like, Gears of War 2 or 3, where it was like right after that, where it was just like, oh, hooray, yeah, we had an adventure, fun. And then after it was like, you love chainsawing motherfuckers in the face. Now here's another one. And like the kids are like, are just leaving the stage. And then it was, I don't even think it was like, it wasn't like, okay, kids game, then sports games, then adult games. It was just like kids game. And then we go to like, look at this meat cube. It's made out of human defecation and gristle and bone. It's like, you guys need to time this a little bit better. And there'll always be a low bar, but yeah.
Right. Well, I guess to get on the subject of what's going on tonight, you know, with E3 and everything, I guess we'll just kind of run down some of the things that stuck out to us today. We won't really get into it too much today, folks. We're just going to kind of keep it a short, impromptu little podcast just for the sake of just doing something for Perfect. E3. I know we only did it really once or twice, but back then when we had a lot of time in our hands, we had the great fortune to live stream E3 as it happened, and you know, and kind of hearing our commentary during that time. That was a lot of fun. I really wish we could have done that this year, but the responsibilities and things prohibit us from doing so, but you know, this is as best as, you know, I'm willing to do, and this is the this is the best that we could do. But I like at least we're doing something. That's the thing.
Oh yeah, you know, it's, you know, we're doing quick punches of E3 exposure, and then if we want to get together when we both have more time, we can do so.
Yeah, we'll most likely just kind of wrap everything up on our full thoughts on everything that transpired and everything we saw. Mm-hmm. You know, probably on the next show we do, whether it be this week or next week for sure. Got a couple things lined up this week, this month actually. It's already gone by quick that next week's already Arkham Knight coming out.
Ooh.
And the footage they showed at the PS4 Sony conference was really interesting. The Scarecrow missions or whatever kind of DLC they're hawking up there, but it was really interesting. It was different. Mm-hmm. If you saw that at first glance, you would never would have thought it was a Batman game, because it, you know, just they did something different with taking the perspective of someone else, and then it was in first person. A lot of crazy things went on in that little demo they showed.
Mm-hmm. They still do the, you know, for both Microsoft and Sony, like for multi-console games, they still do exclusive missions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of pointless, since, like, that's not really going to make someone shoot. I don't know, maybe. I'm looking at it right now. I don't have the sound on for the Scarecrow mission trailer, but I'm looking at it, and it looks pretty creepy, pretty ominous. Oop, there's the Joker flower, so I guess they're definitely confirming that he's dead.
Oh yeah, they're just ruling that out of any kind of fan theory that's getting thrown out there. It starts off with him getting... I thought it was a Bioshock game with the Joker. I was like, what the hell is this?
That is creepy, because they focus in on his smile as they burn him to a cinder. If they do some kind of bullshit where it's like, oh, the Arkham Knight... If they try to bring back Joker, I've just had it. Like, absolutely not. This is still, like, come on, just for the love of God, can we please move past him?
No, you're right. I'll be on the same boat as well. I mean, I can't take them retconning what happened in the previous game and just pulling a wool over our heads and making it not something we really want. I mean, we wanted to kind of see something else. I personally was looking forward to seeing some other different villains that take the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, in Arkham Origins, which kind of was a ruse.
Crazy Quilt needs his time.
Yes. Welcome, Steve. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Hello, hello.
We're live. But yeah, that was one of the things shown on the press conference. I didn't get to see a lot today. I was only able to catch many of the highlights, game reveals, and things like that. Very surprised. I can't say surprised, but I'm very, very happy to see. That there is a new Hitman game in the works that was announced. There's a nice little interesting short little CG trailer. That was really good, and I'm looking forward to that. This doesn't really, they didn't really say too much about the game, but I think there's a Square Enix conference taking place tomorrow, so maybe we'll get a bit more info on what's going on. From what I've heard, it's going to be a bit more closer to home. It's going to be more close to akin to Blood Money than it was Absolution, which was a bit more linear. But it was still good. Yeah. But I was really looking forward more to next gen Blood Money, preferably. Mm-hmm. But it's got potential. IO always does a good job with the Hitman games. That's their bread and butter that they put them on the map for. So
yeah,
here's to that and see how it goes. And we finally got some. After so many E3s, people speculating, always bringing it up, is Last Guardian dead? And Last Guardian has been shown, has been confirmed.
Yeah, or as I'd like to call it, Set Piece, the video game.
That it looked, is very Set Piece, yeah.
And that just made me think, like, what were we seeing when the first Last Guardian trailer came out? Was like that just like the same thing where they only had a proof of concept? Like, okay, there's this kid. It's Milo from the Microsoft game Milo, and he's like, he found this dog, bird dog, whatever. And then it's just like they're hanging out together. And then there was no indication of gameplay, was there?
Not really, other than just interacting a little bit with the giant dog, and that there was really not much. It was just really, really made for showcasing that it's even in existence. I wasn't really too excited about it either. I mean, the first few snippets we did see originally, like 2009, I think that far back, it looked interesting. It was at the time before even the new consoles came out. It was probably the best looking thing we might have seen to even come out, and now it seems like it had a little bit of a downgrade from what we've seen prior.
Yeah, visually it looks not as good, especially with the feathers.
Yeah, it looks a little rough around the edges, but people are excited because they love, you know, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, so this is something that they hold near and dear to their hearts in those particular games, so they're excited for the fact that this is even surfaced again. So as we get closer to probably more details of it being revealed or any kind of release date, I'm sure that we'll see more of that and see if there's more to it than just walking around, I guess. I don't know.
and I gotta say, I'm putting my money down on the table right now. That dog is gonna die because it's way too cute. Because it's like whining and it's like terrified and scared, like, oh, it's a lovely dog. And then, you know, they're butchering it. They're getting their knives sharpened up for the slaughter.
I'd be scared too if I was that huge. I'd be walking on a bunch of planks and things collapsing around me. I'd be scared too.
Right? Yeah, and I got a soft spot for dogs. So I love dogs. Yeah. And even chicken like dogs. I'd be like, you know, if you were my dog, I would take care of you, but if I got hungry and desperate, you'd also make, you know, just a great bit of soup. So, you know, I'll have you around forever. It just felt a little emotionally manipulative and a little bit too set piecey, because it's like the moments where they were like, did the slow motion, that was like, okay, now you're milking it. And twice. It's like, God, are you serious? Just like, do it right. Okay, stop. Like, slow your roll, Zack Snyder. You're not like making this better just by randomly speeding up and slowing down things.
Although it is cool,
it looks good. I like the clean look.
Yeah, we'll see. I wasn't too incredibly hyped or impressed by what has been shown, but again, it's still very very early. Why I'm never for seeing footage like this early, because it's always going to be different than the final game, hence Watch Dogs and etc.
The Watch Dogs, that one hurt.
I read up upon the description of the trailer. I did not see the actual trailer for Dark Souls 3, which has been announced.
Oh, just a CG trailer.
Yeah.
Random images, you will have no concept of, like, what I don't know what this has to do with the story. It's like a bunch of old witches with like humps going through the desert, a giant with like a glowy hand and an axe who's screaming. They might as well just like have like a, I don't know, like a sous chef like cooking up a chicken and then like sprinkling it with just like gravel. It's like, oh, what does this mean? Who knows? There's no context for any of it.
Not much. Welcome to Gibby. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good to see. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Souls games. I feel like I've been spoiled a little bit with Bloodborne because the gameplay is very similar to Dark Souls, but also very different. I don't know if I can really go back to that type of that type of gameplay anymore, because it was the Bloodborne's very offensive, and Dark Souls is the opposite, very very defensive, and you have to be very mindful of your surroundings. I mean, hence, yeah, it's about the same, but it's about the same, like, as Bloodborne, but it's very offensive.
With Dark Souls, you got to wait for an opening. You got your shield, and you're like, you do that dance where you go around each other. And with Bloodborne, it seems to be faster. Not a lot of shields, like you have guns, you gotta, you know, get in and do quick damage, and it's all about like go on the offensive now.
Yeah, things like that. I actually didn't realize I prefer it as much as I did when I first initially started playing it. I'm very open minded to go back and change up my. I really have to adapt and change my habits again. If I'm going to go back to Dark Souls, because it's very different strategy in terms of how you play it. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. So,
yeah,
I would prefer Bloodborne 2 for sure. Tag.
Yeah, and for me, just because my only exposure is really from Dark Souls, I like actually playing it. So, you know, if they were able to fix up the things I had problems with in Dark Souls, then, yeah, I'd be really, really interested in Dark Souls 3. But since it's only a CG trailer, I'm not exactly that hyped for anything. Because the stories in the Souls games is like a Franz Kafka novel. It's like these bits and pieces of, like, character development in a world that doesn't really make any sense. And, you know, people love it. And it's a very, very rich universe. But because you can't really enjoy it secondhand, almost, that you need to actually play it for yourself to really get it, I can't really make any judgment calls on it.
Yeah, I just prefer just sticking with the gameplay. I try to get a little grasp of what the heck's going on, but it's just too much. It's like opening a box of puzzles, and you got 1,000 pieces you got to put together. And then you either decide to just stare at the pieces and, you know, make what you can of it, or start mm-hmm. putting it together. So that's what I would compare Dark Souls to. All the From Software games, they're very very much invest as much time as you want figuring out the lore by exploring and reading up item descriptions. Because item descriptions are probably your best friend. They're probably the most great sense of idea of what this world is about and what is going on. It's very different than what you'd get on other games, where you read up on, like, Skyrim, you read up on books and a bunch of other crap in there. Item descriptions are...
The Lusty Argonian. Yes, I've read several times. It's my favorite book. I got it on Amazon 5 times over.
Yeah, you got it all nice and organized in your lair in Skyrim.
Oh, I got the audiobooks. I got an entire shelf just of copies of The Lusty Argonian.
Very good. Very good, man.
Without mods, so it took a very, very long time for me to collect them all.
Speaking of Skyrim, I think one of the things that is probably the most standout to me, for sure, because I've always enjoyed this series, is Fallout 4.
Oh, yeah!
Fallout 4.
I cannot wait.
It looks very good. It's the animations and facial things are like still on the kind of on a little bit better.
Well, stilted.
They're still a little what's the word? But they're still like a little they're not the Marriage. Best. You're not gonna get like LA Noire levels of facial animation, which has not really been my requirements or desire.
If they got the LA Noire facial recognition, then the hair would all look like it was painted on.
Yeah, painted on. It was like Mass Effect with
the plastic hair.
The plastic hair and then like the
Legos, like snap them in.
Painted on beard or whatever.
It's like, that is, like, in space, nobody can grow realistic facial hair.
But I'm very excited for Fallout. It's very surprising to see that it's coming out later this year. Very surprising.
You know what's the biggest surprise is that the fact that they are allowing mods for consoles. That made me jump through the roof. Just like, yes, this is like, you know, I feel like consoles have really lagged behind and have not innovated for the sake of market supremacy, and they didn't feel like they needed to. But now we have something to actually energize them. Like, and because this is Bethesda doing it, people are going to take notice of it and go, oh my gosh, this, like, okay, well, this is something new. People are excited about it. Let the modding commence.
Yeah, Bethesda's games have always been open for mods, especially if you have the PC version. Mods are, there are a bunch of people with mods galore infiltrating the game modding market with all kinds of crazy mods, Macho Man Dragon mods, all that good stuff.
If they allow for Fallout 4 mods where you get to play against super behemoths who are voiced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, like, can you smell what Fox is cooking? then we will have some fun.
But yeah, it looks very promising. They've taken a lot of one of the main criticisms that's always been with me with the Fallout games is just the tone and the color palette for the games are very just very green and grayish. It's always been kind of put offish to me, but in this one, this colors in this is very dynamic. A lot of dynamic weather and environments that just shows that just because there's a post-apocalypse that has occurred doesn't mean that everything has to be gray and green. Things are still colorful, you know. It's not. This ain't the Wizard of Oz. Or, you know, things will go in black and white.
A little less The Road and a little bit more Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, man. That movie, though.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Woo.
I'm telling you, I'm excited for the Mad Max game just because of that movie. Even if they don't get as close to it, I hope it contains at least that much craziness and energy.
Sure, that'd be fun. I haven't really kept up a lot of what the game's about.
Mm.
It'd be cool to have like a mix of, you know, have the little. Well, it's gonna be mainly. It wouldn't make sense for it to be too much outside the car. You gotta be in the car as much as possible. That's always been how the movies are. There's always high speed chases in the middle of the desert. So it'd be cool to have it like a mix of some sort of Mad Max Twisted Metal kind of game. That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I think they do have customization, and it's an open world sort of thing, but you can get out, so that's nice. And I have to turn this away just because I forgot, and I can't believe I forgot. Halo 5 was debuted today, and I am over the moon because it is. I love because they have this pretty sweet Halo 5 Warzone, which mixes AI with actual players, and I think it's something like 16 players. I'm sorry, no, 12 versus 12 multiplayer on the biggest map in one of the biggest maps in Halo. And the campaign looks freaking awesome. I love the fact that they got Nathan Fillion back as Buck in ODST. I'm giddy. Just like I've rewatched the gameplay campaign trailer several times over just because I love Halo and I love the look of this game. I love. Oh gosh, I need to sit down.
Yeah, sit down, my good man.
But you know what? I'll just say I'm very excited, and the thing I'm not as excited for could be good. The next Gears of War game, they're doing a remastering of the first one, and now they're doing a fourth one, and it looks much more atmospheric, less, I don't know, it's like less action-packed, but there's, which I don't know if that's a good move, but at least, you know, it got me interested. Like, okay, new story, new direction, maybe not as big, maybe a little bit more personal, who knows, this could be good.
we'll see. I'll definitely give it a shot. I never had the opportunity to play the original Gears of War at the time of release. Mm-hmm. It's always been something that I've always been curious to check out. I mean, my only closest thing to it was playing like the Gears of War 3 demo like years ago. And you know, it seems like I couldn't see myself jumping in right away into the third game, so I never really gave it a fair shake. I just was too busy playing other games and never got to it. It's just thinking about when I was playing that, I was thinking I want to play some Binary Domain. I know it's very, very inspired of it, but it was like I felt like Binary Domain was very, very dynamic in terms of what you do compared to what I played of the demo.
And you know, I love Coltrane, but he ain't no Big Bo.
He ain't no Big Bo. That's what I'm saying.
Ni hao. And so those look interesting. If anything, Rise of the Tomb Raider looks good. I have not seen the demo, so here's hoping that it's good. What's the? I'm just going through all the ones that I was looking forward to. Oh, ReCore, which is from the creators of Metroid and Mega Man, which is a new first-party game, which features a woman and her robot dog fighting enemies in a desert wasteland. So,
my dream come true.
That looks awesome, and I really, really hope it's good. Metal Gear Solid 5 looks dark and crazy and weird, and I love it. Oh, sorry, the biggest news, or one of the... I'm sorry, not the biggest news, but one of the biggest ones, Xbox One will support over 100 Xbox 360 games with new backwards compatibility.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. That's certainly something unexpected that I did not see coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, at this point, personally for me, it would be nice to... Well, honestly, I don't have an Xbox One, so I can't really... I can't really say that. I'd love to see a PS4 backwards compatibility with my 360 games. That would be perfect. I can't say that because I don't have any PS3 games, but it's very cool that they went ahead and did that. I wouldn't say it's... would be something that would win the show, but it's definitely a nice little addition to get some pump going and get some juice into the Xbox One. There's not really been much talk of it since been releasing the price drops a little bit here and there.
Yeah,
it's they're just kind of trying to keep up with the sales. It's always been PS4 has been doing really well in the sales since first start.
That's yeah, I completely agree. PS4 has been doing very strongly especially since Microsoft kind of got out of the gate with a limp leg and really had to work to gain a lot of trust back. The thing about this is, I think this is a really brilliant move on Microsoft's part, not only because it's like, oh, we appreciate the fact that your library of Xbox 360 games, you know, you spend a lot of money on them, but you don't want to shuffle through your 360 and Xbox One. So we'll throw you some game. Okay, it's not the entire library, which is really unfortunate, but it's still a bunch of games that you got to play. But also, Sony can't do this, or at least in the sense that. A little clarification. It's actually you have the DR, you have the disc, and you're given a code, and you can re-download those games. So it won't be like actual putting it into the Xbox One system. I think it's going to be something with your online, then you can figure out how to get a game. But Sony can't do this because of their cell processor in the PS3. It's specifically hardware oriented for games. So Sony can't compete in that manner. Unless they figure out some method of refiguring the games, it's going to be pretty hard for them to do a backwards compatibility thing like Microsoft, which is going to get them some big points,
right?
At least just in the short run.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think they necessarily have to go too far out on even doing that. I think they should just focus on the first party titles that they have, and you know they're still sticking to it. They haven't really forgot about it. They're still sticking with like the indie market, so it's good that they shed some light on that in the indie market games for the PS4. So they don't necessarily have to do that. I mean, honestly, if you're buying a new console, you're going to be playing newer games, and at this point in the game, there's I think there's a good considered amount of games out there for both consoles respectively to kind of sink your teeth in, and you can still, if you still have your previous console, you can go back to it. I personally don't necessarily need backwards compatibility at this point anymore.
It's not going to win the war.
Yeah, pretty much, because right now it's pretty much just these new consoles now. It'd be the 360 PS3 pretty much been faded out at this point. It's not really one of the things where we've kind of gone over that hump already, that where we cherish those consoles and we don't want to see them go and back into our closet and gather dust. But you know, it's you got to remember, those two consoles are very wonderful consoles that we've gotten recently in the last generation.
And they'll always hold a special place in our hearts.
They will always do, and there's definitely a whole lot of other games that you can always replay. Mm-hmm. You're never going to lose them, and there's always other games that I bought, never played it. Will I get to it? Probably not. But I like knowing that I have it.
You know? Hey, they're there to do their job, which is make sure you enjoy their games.
Exactly. Mm. Which reminds me, I need to finish playing Nier, and I got to play Ghost Recon. I never played Ghost Recon. Future Soldier, I think it was. Anyway, that's a topic for another discussion.
Oh, yes. the Ghost Recon games, they kind of blend together. And Tom Clancy. Hmm?
Yeah, I got to say, if this is a make or break deal. If one of the 100 games that are included in this is Xbox One compatibility, if they don't have Deadly Premonition in this, I don't know if it's even worth it at this point.
No, just burn. Like, don't even use that money for anything else. Like, all that money you save up for an Xbox One, just burn it, because Deadly Premonition will not be available. Therefore, it's not worth your time.
My goodness. What else? There was another thing.
I am pissed for this next one.
Okay.
Where Sony did a very, very good job with Last Guardian, Uncharted 4, with, you know, a lot of their main staples. They had a good one, and then they did something that really got me angry.
Yeah, I think I know what you. Yeah, go ahead.
Shenmue 3.
Right.
Yeah. And they like, I don't even have a problem with the Final Fantasy remake, because like people have been waiting for that.
Right.
They want that. That is like that's a game that needs to be remade. Like, and the Shenmue 3 stuff, that got me pissed, because it's like, okay, essentially what Sony did was promote Shenmue 3, give a little gameplay presentation. Then they said, this is not a game that is in development. It's on Kickstarter. So if you fund $2 million of development costs, then we will do. Then we will start development on Shenmue 3. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? And people are going nuts over this. Like, but why? Why do we have to foot the bill? Like, you guys are doing this just fine. The only reason they are doing this is to test the waters and to get free money out of this. If it's a win-win for them, except it makes them look really underhanded and fucking sleazy. And just, God, I am just pissed at Sony. Like, this was the moment where they really lost me. Where it's like, you guys got a good presentation going, you're not even close to being as bad as EA Sports, and you're focusing on your games a little bit more than Microsoft, which kind of, you know, they were kind of shotgunning it out there, you know, with the indie games. Then we got the big budget games that they didn't really have time to, you know, to chew it over and to think about the flavor, as Sony did. And then they pull this shit. it is just like so. It is infuriating, and it's just like I was online and I was talking with somebody about it. It's like, oh yeah, isn't that cool? And I said, no, it's not. If Microsoft did this with Jade Empire 2 or Crimson Skies 2, and then they said like, oh, but by the way, you gotta pay for the development costs. I'll be like, no, you get your fucking ass out there and you take the risk. You are a company built upon I am so angry right now. I am actually steaming. Oh, I could boil some carrots in here. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I feel you. I felt the same way. I was like, everything was good. You know, they had some good things going. They had a pretty average, or, you know, up to good presentation. Mm-hmm. And then they show this, and it's like, I was thinking, oh, that's cool. I mean, they got people excited. They got like this Final Fantasy remake, and then they show this, and then everybody was counting down to something big, and then it was just this link to Kickstarter. I said, what the hell?
What is no going damn on here? Well, people have been waiting for Shenmue 3. You would have won this E3, hands tied behind your back. It's like, okay, you know, we're going to give you Last Guardian, the new game that you want. Final Fantasy VII, the remake that you want. Uncharted 4, the ending of the Uncharted series with Nathan Drake. And bam, Shenmue 3, the game you never thought would get another sequel. We're 100% behind it. But this is just like, it is shit. It is just absolutely, doggedly stupid how inept this move is. It is, it just like, there's no possible way. Someone had stepped up and said, yeah, it looks like we're Ebenezer Scrooge. And, you know, the audience is Bob Cratchit wanting to go home. He's like, yeah, but you must work early tomorrow for Christmas Day. It's like, oh, you, come on, guys.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it was a dirty move, honestly. They could have taken the risk in financing that game, keeping it very hush hush, and at least showed something. Either it'll be a CG trailer. They didn't even have to show a trailer. It could have just been an announcement that it's in development. That's it. It was just very dirty the way they did it. But it's probably going to get funded. So I mean, that's something. All that.
Yeah, it's 500,000 already on the Kickstarter.
Holla.
This is setting a terrible precedence. Because now every single other big publisher is going to go, oh, okay, we don't need to do anything. We'll get the public to fund half of the development costs, and then we'll fund the other half, and we won't give them... there's like no reason for that. Do people not see why... Like it's either you Kickstart fund it, or you have the publisher fund it. You can't have both.
I feel you, CH. I feel you. Hopefully, this doesn't get any worse than this. This is probably the dirtiest thing I've seen. I've never seen anything like this before.
This is Game of Thrones. It can always get worse.
Well, speaking of Game of Thrones,
it can.
Ooh.
Someone posted the GIF of. That just had one sentence. It just said for the wall. It was for the watch, and it was just the scene from Airplane where the line of people are beating up that one woman.
Oh man!
And that's pretty much how I felt after that episode. And George R. R. Martin is every single one of those people, and the woman is me getting beaten up.
Exactly. Yeah, we gotta talk about that a little bit on off the streams. Anyone hasn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a topic worth a discussion. As we speak right now, we got 915,000 on the Shenmue 3 Kickstarter and growing.
God,
I'm seeing it grow and grow right now.
I'm gonna punch someone.
The Kickstarter page actually crashed when that was announced. So that's crazy.
No, this is totally fine.
Yes,
it is. No, this is fine.
Man.
Why should... Okay.
Let it out, CH. Let it out. Get on that soapbox. Speaking of soapbox.
I did. But
Adam Susser and Morgan Reb hosting the Bethesda conference. It was very, very nostalgic seeing them both together after the demise of G4. It was just... nice little butterflies seeing them together.
It really takes you back. All we need is like Diane Mizzotto back there, maybe Jeff Rubin and Laura Foy, and then maybe Tommy Tallarico trying to stuff something down his pants during one of their reviews.
I was expecting a skit with Adam Sessler during this conference, and I was disappointed
that there was no Canadian guy or the intern or Kratos.
Yes.
Hey, I mean, E3 isn't over yet, so maybe they'll pop up somewhere else. Maybe at the Konami booth, since apparently they don't give a damn about making games anymore. They can just let the security just let them through.
Get a nice promo or Kickstarter for the Seth Ryder movie. Adam Sessler. Remember that skit from X-Play?
Not only do I remember that, but do you remember Johnny Extreme?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let us have the Cess Rider co-starring Johnny Extreme.
This is... will break the internet.
Shenmue 3 doesn't need that fucking money. We need that fucking money to make this movie now.
It'll punch your balls off to the extreme.
Every 5 seconds it changes to a new level. Like fire, ice, water. We can... like, and then random words will appear on the screen. Appear on the screen, just like superfluous. Or we can go in the complete opposite direction and just say balls.
Man, that was something. But
yeah,
we'll brush over that.
That was not E3 today. That's E3 tomorrow.
We'll brush over that little dirty thing that went on.
Yeah,
Sony.
Fucking Shenmue 3. So anyway,
now we got 928,000. So.
Shut the hell up! I don't want to know about how much money it's making. Okay,
let me predict that it'll probably be a million, or it'll probably be about 1,000. But hold on a sec. What's going on with my math today? It'll probably be a million by the time we end this podcast.
Yep, probably. It's gonna get fun by the time I wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll send you an update.
Screw you.
Yeah.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love being hated.
The HoloLens, which looked freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It was like if Tony Stark decided to sit down and work on some VR HoloLenses. Microsoft is also partnering with Valve's virtual reality, with also partnering with Oculus, so they got the market cornered on VR, so I don't know if that's going to be good for them or... like, I don't know if that's going to go the way of the HD DVDs, which that didn't work out for them last time.
So I guess VR is the new 3D, the new...
Oh, the new motion controls?
New motion controls.
Yeah, that might be it.
I hope it does well. I mean, it's got a lot of potential. There's definitely... not everything I can see myself playing with the big-ass Oculus Rift on my face, but like games like... like Alien Isolation or something like PT would be perfect for that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That would be just great for total horror immersion. Just like you have like Bose headphones on your ears and you're just walking around with just completely covered in darkness where you have complete control. Also, Microsoft has new customizable controller for the Xbox One. It's $150 or $120. Can't quite remember. That's a lot. I will not be playing for that. I'll be like, I'll stick with my standard, already too expensive controller.
Anything noticeable out of Ubisoft? I feel like they've incredibly... I feel like they're turning into EA slowly.
Oh, and EA is starting to win me back. Star Wars Battlefront... oh my God, that looked awesome. Like, I know I'm doing a dance with the devil just because of the fact that, you know, it's EA and they're gonna have a season pass, they're gonna have always online DRM. I don't care. This is tapped into the
CH, no.
I've fallen to the dark side. Oh. Join me. And together we can play Star Wars together, although not really, because we both have different consoles. Maybe they allow for crossplay. Who knows?
No. No. Join the Jedi's. Join the Jedi's of the poor little Shenmue 3 that needs the money for the Kickstarter.
You know what? I'm going dark side just because you said that. I fuck Shenmue 3. You know, no, not Shenmue 3. Just to hell with anybody who the corporate sponsors who decided that they need a Kickstarter. Anyway, that looks awesome. It looks fantastic graphically. I love the fact that they got everything right. They got the excitement of the Star Wars universe, they got the look right, they got the sounds, they got everything. I love the fact that you got different aliens and races in there. This was like what I was thinking of when I was playing like Battlefront 1-2, where they didn't look as graphically fidel. So I'd be like, oh, this is like, in my young mind, my imagination would fill in the blanks. Like, oh, this is cool. This is my imagination. They pulled an Inception. They went into my mind. Uh-oh. and took that idea.
Really excited, CH.
Oh, I'm really excited. I know I shouldn't be because it's EA, but damn it, I can't help myself.
Well, I'm very happy for you and DICE that's, you know, doing something different other than a Battlefield game.
The fact that it was like it's essentially kind of just like Star is sci-fi Battlefield, but doing anything besides another Battlefield game, I think saved about 16 lives from suicide at that company. Just like, yes, we finally get to work on something that's not modern day shooters.
That is true. Other than that, not much to say on the new Mass Effect. The trailer, pretty much just announcement trailer.
Drama.
A nice little Johnny Cash. I think it was Ghost Rider in the Sky.
They like with the first three games, they had very serious, and then this one was just like doon 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 doon.
No, I was excited. I was like, "What is this? Is this Red Dead Redemption in space? What's going on here?"
Oh, that would have been people would have lost their shit if it was Red Dead Redemption and set in space, like with Rockstar doing space western.
Oh man, another like Guardians of the Galaxy-esque game. That would have broken the internet right there.
Come and get your love.
So we got an announcement of Mass Effect Andromeda, whatever the hell
and
that title is.
If they got Kevin Sorbo as the main character, I'm a very happy man.
Oh man, I almost met Kevin Sorbo at the convention I went to.
Oh yeah. You mentioned that you did. Did you actually get to talk with him, or did he get to sign anything, or?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I walked by him. Uh-huh. I had a corn dog in my mouth, so it wouldn't have been the best impression for me and bloody thumbs if I come up to Kevin Sorbo with a corn dog in my mouth. But it was nice seeing him, you know.
Hey, and you know, if this proves to be true and he gets to be on Andromeda, we'll mark it here first. We'll timestamp this and say this is when we called it that Kevin Sorbo was in the next Mass Effect game. Because come on, he needs a comeback. Matthew McConaughey had one.
He had one. Mickey Rourke had one for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
With the wrestler.
Then that one, yeah, the wrestler, Iron Man 2, The Expendables, and then he did that Greek movie, that Swords and Sandals fantasy movie, and then that just was like, what? that was just an acid trip as a movie, and then he just kind of went away.
My goodness.
My gracious.
What the heck? There was something else I was going to bring up. I didn't get to see anything on... Did you get to see anything on No Man's Sky? Anything no. worth mentioning there?
I did not. Cuphead is coming along nicely on the indie sphere. Pele was talking about EA Sports, and he looked incredibly lost. And like I think that's just because of the years of concussions that he's had. So he was like, I think like EA Sports, like that division still doesn't get like we're laughing at them for trying to look cool when it's just like, yeah. Listen, just like show they still brought out those kids like from the Kinect game. It's like, yeah, we're having soccer adventures. Like, kids, just get out of here. I promise. I swore I would never hit a child. So you need to get out of here before I lose him.
I remember that cringeworthy moment a couple of years back when they had the bros doing the Madden Kinect game. They're playing Madden on Kinect to try to make it seem as manly and bro as much as possible. But it was utterly the most cringeworthy thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, did it? You know, just like don't treat your audience with such disdain that you actually think they're knuckle dragging idiots. Like, please just. Assume we're interested in the game, promote the game, and they also did that too with this year. Apparently there was like a celebrity of some sort who got like the Kinect facial recognition and then like was scanned into like a football game, and right. He was like the most stereotypical black man he could possibly be, like, yo dog, this is the shit for real. And that goes on for about, like, 5 minutes. So I can't wait to actually see someone put it up on YouTube.
Well, shit.
Well, shit, Captain. And I can't wait for Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Yeah, I'm down. I am down. I feel like I'm missing something. I'm trying to look through everything that's gone on today.
A lot of things happened today. This actually took me back.
Something happened today. What?
Something that was like there was like five leaks already, and I was still surprised. Dishonored 2 apparently was leaked. Gears of War Remastered was leaked. A bunch of like smaller leaks. They were able, and I think actually the Last Guardian was leaked as coming out. But wow, it was fantastic.
Rock Band 4 introducing play freestyle.
I don't give a damn.
Holla.
Holla holla, Harmonix needs Dala.
And as we speak, we got 975,000 in the Shenmue Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm. You know what you can do is you can take your entire computer and bash yourself over in the head with it, because I don't want to hear any more about Shenmue's money making schemes. All right?
Nah, CH. This is good for the industry. We're getting a sequel to a game that was beloved on the Dreamcast. Have you ever seen a game that was on the Dreamcast get a sequel for the PS4?
I did. It was called Sonic Adventures. I was not surprised when they continued it with 2. Oh, I don't want to see that shit again.
Sonic Boom. Sonic Boom shit. There you go. Alright.
Are you trying to make me angry? Because it's working.
Well, you know.
Let's move on. Please?
I guess that's about it. What else is the... What else is there? I really, honestly, I'm very...
It feels like we're missing something.
I feel like we are, but I'm looking through Ubisoft and nothing in here that I see if Ubisoft interests me at all. I'm very disappointed we didn't get any kind of announcement or anything in development for Splinter Cell.
Yeah. Well, maybe for another day when, you know, they don't want to have to compete with all the other big AAA guys today.
Because I think they're working on it. There's I know they opened a new studio, Ubisoft Toronto, I believe, and I know they were working on it. I don't know what's kind of been going on with that, because I know Jade Raymond was heading up that studio, and she ended up leaving Ubisoft not too long ago. Very disappointing.
Yeah, because she was the directive head who was actually making some sense and seemed eloquent, well-spoken, respectful. And it's like, well, you're not Cliff Bleszinski, so you're out of here.
Well, she was. I think she was. So she was behind Assassin's Creed, the first Assassin's Creed, I think.
Yeah.
She had some work done on that.
And I think she was.
Was that?
She was also very vocal about wanting to continue Beyond Good and Evil. It's like, I love you already. Please just like stay the course. Be there forever. Why can't you like Sony? Why can't you fund Beyond Good and Evil 2? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. You'd have to ask the customers for the 20% upfront development costs.
I didn't want to say anything about that. It's a sore subject right now.
I know you're smiling. Stop smiling.
Kickstarter and Beyond Good and Evil. I still need to finish that. I mean, I enjoyed that game so much from when I played of it. It was so much fun. It was like a breath. A fresh air, like a game that could be fun. It's colorful.
Yeah, wow. It's just so full of life and energy, and you know, just everything is really, really coming together. And I'd really like to see a little bit more of that spark in life again.
In other news, Telltale randomly announces The Walking Dead Michonne. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what we need more. We need more fucking Walking Dead merchandise. Because there's not enough of it out there.
Holla.
Oh, by the way, there's apparently Ubisoft had somebody in the audience dressed up as a vampire hunter, like kind of like Bloodborne. And it was like a really awkward thing. Like, Ubisoft doesn't apparently know how to do memes. So they just like had a guy dress up in like a Victorian hat out in the audience. And it looks really awkward, and I think Aisha Tyler's interviewing him, and he just looks like, oh god, what the hell did we do? And he's right, because that's just so bad.
Save it with that.
Girl Wood.
This is crazy. The Bethesda releasing a Fallout 4 Pip-Boy edition. You get a Pip-Boy? Oh man.
They showed it. It actually looks pretty good in real life. Where, you know, I thought it would look a little too boxy or toyish. It actually looks pretty good.
I don't know if it'll fit my skinny wrist. We'll find out.
I would need the Pit Man just because of how thick my fat goes around my body. So you would need to actually have something to be able to encompass all that blubber.
Well, I guess to wrap up, unless you had anything else that you...
No, I'd like to wrap up. Mind.
Other than the only thing I remember was seeing Doom. What did you think of the new Doom?
Looks like Doom.
Yeah. I felt that same way. I was like... At the first 5 minutes, it looked nice and cool, but then after that, it's like, I don't know. I feel like I want more. Like, there's not much else other than just shooting things.
Visual variety.
It was, yeah. It was very... If it could have used more variety and well, what the hell was going on. I felt like I was watching the same thing for the last 10 minutes. It's like, meh.
If they got the environmental and character designer from Dante's Inferno... In the Doom game, then I'd pay a little bit more attention.
Well, yeah. Other than that, this is it's been the first day of E3.
One day,
and CH is already about to knock me out through the computer here.
Oh, you did just.
I never thought
you...
we'd see the day with CH and I. We'll tussle. This is a very unprecedented turn of events.
I will bare knuckle box you, good sir. You know that opening scene in Tron Legacy where Sam Flynn sits in front of the computer and like he types some codes and he doesn't really know what's going to happen next, and then he gets transported to the digital world. That's what would happen if you text me or write me Shenmue 3 updates on finances, and my fist would just come through the screen. Because I don't want to hear that crap. I am very disappointed in Sony. I am disappointed.
Well, may I bring up another update right now? This will be the last update for today. And I figured that it would be the most relevant way to end this wonderful send-off to this wonderful WeCap. Did I just say WeCap?
WeCap.
Elmer Fudd? Elmer Fudd?
Oh my God. That's Nintendo's press conference, the WeCap.
We'll see. I'm very excited to see a Nintendo Direct or whatever they do. I saw a trailer for Yoshi's Wally World. Oh. I'm so excited.
It's so adorable.
It looks so beautiful. It was so cute in this design. It just reminded me. It was very nostalgic. It was like, this is what I wanted. This is as close as we're gonna get to Yoshi's Island sequel. This is what I wanted, and it looks so cute.
And, you know, Nintendo, they get a lot of guff for making more sequels, but, you know, damn it, if those sequels aren't always amazing.
And we got 1 million backers for Shenmue 3, $1 million in pledge right now.
All right, wrap this up. I'm done talking with you.
We're wrapping it up.
Yep, wrapping it up.
I did wrap up Witcher 3. We'll talk about that on the next podcast. Very, very satisfying ending, I'll say there. Very satisfying.
And I will tell you, I'll leave you all in suspense, but I did choose between Yennefer and Triss.
You did?
I didn't try to do the embarrassing three-way for Geralt, but I did I did choose one of them, yes.
Yeah, I kind of spoiled myself on that. I knew I wasn't going to pick... I knew I was going to try the whole Mass Effect thing and try to hook up with two of them, but I spoiled myself on that, and I saw the clip on YouTube. It was very, very hilarious. That they went that route, very, very cool. I like that a lot. Just another well written scene. Just for those who decided to take that route. Just overall amazing writing in that game. Just
absolutely
love it. Ooh, fantastic.
I was well versed in Witcher. Well, I was not well versed, but I was versed in Witcher 2 and the characters and that. But they really make you understand the characters, the complicated settings and political strife that's going on very, very easily, very not really complicated, because, you know, I almost never had to dive into the character log to see who was who and what everyone was doing.
Yeah, I mean, it was really... I didn't actually have to go through that too much. There were some characters from The Witcher 2 I had to look back for a couple things that I didn't remember, like Dijkstra, and then I remembered, oh yeah, I hate this guy. So that reminded me, so... Well, we got 2 minutes left on the live stream. We'll go ahead and end it out here tonight, folks. Don't want to stay on too long. I know CH's got some got things going on. So we'll
got it going on.
We'll be back to you. We'll be back again on the next one. I'll keep you guys informed on when we'll record the next podcast. Probably next week once E3 dies down. We'll kind of get into that. Anything more that gets announced or shown, we'll talk about that. And if we do get a chance to play Arkham Knight after after it comes out, we'll definitely talk about it. Any other thoughts we have on Witcher, that'll be saved for
the
next one for sure. Ooh, a lot to talk about on that one.
Lots.
So yes, for you and all, thank you again, CH, for joining me today.
My pleasure.
For this wonderful little recap. Thank you all for listening. I'll probably be posting this sometime this week for those who haven't listened to it live. This will be available for download later this week on iTunes, thebgb.com, my YouTube channel, all the good stuff, as always. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Spooner47, signing off.
I am CH Gorok. See you later, and don't you ever remind me of Shenmue 3.
I'll never. I never dream of it.
You just did, didn't you?
Ooh.